around 1988, I realized that the internet would not likely get very big if it didn't become a self-supporting system. It had to become a commercial engine, as opposed to simply being something that the government bought and paid for. Mm-hmm. Well, I could only, the problem was that the internet at the time was strictly for use by research and education organizations. Government appropriate use policy had strong restrictions on it. By 1988, the National Science Foundation had already launched its NSFNet backbone program. And so we had a growing network, but it was limited in its scope. I had gone to an interop show, which was started by a guy named Dan Lynch, whose name I mentioned earlier. Mm-hmm. He started this thing in 1986 as a kind of a tutorial affair. But it became an exhibition and grew to 50,000 or more people coming, which he then later sold to Ziff Davis, which later sold to Masayoshi Son at a company called SoftBank. But in any case, the reason I bring this up is that it was at an interop show in 1988 that I realized that this network was actually potentially going to be a big deal. This is only 15 years into the program from my perspective. And the reason I came to that conclusion was that I walked into the show and saw some enormous displays. Well, I happened to be with Eric Benemu at the time, who is now the CEO of 3Com. And I asked Eric, how much do these displays cost? These huge booths and everything, and people manning them. And he said, well, it could be $250,000 to $500,000. I remember thinking, oh my God, industry is putting real money into this. Maybe this is real. So I thought, well, we got to do something because it can't be commercialized unless we get the government to change its policy. So as a relatively new employee of CNRI, about a couple of years into working there, I went to the Federal Networking Council and asked them for permission to hook up MCI mail, which is a commercial email package, to the internet. Mm-hmm. And my purpose was twofold. I wanted to see what would happen if we did that, because the two systems were not necessarily designed to interwork. And second, I wanted to break the policy logjam that said you couldn't put anything commercial on the internet. I figured until we did that, we'd never be able to turn it into a self-supporting system, and it would never spread, at least not much. Well, much to my astonishment, they said yes. And so at CNRI, David Ely, was principal programmer at the time there, developed an implementation of a gateway that would link the MCI mail system to the internet and vice versa. We rolled that out in 1989, mid-year. And of course, as soon as we announced it, every other commercial email service provider insisted on having a connection to the internet, because they didn't want to have MCI would have had a competitive edge on everybody if they could maintain that.